Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I went to Vegas with Bill once. His hair turned yellow.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Blonder, Jim, and I went a bit urine.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yes, of course you feel good. You're listening to the Rush Hour, and it's an hour of power.
Oh, yes.
We're putting together an hour of power, yep. Matt, for our devoted fans. I'll tell you what's coming up.
What?
Hump Day Quiz. I've somehow been left out of the preparation of it, which worries me. But, of course, there's a bit of distance between yourself and myself at the minute, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And then Bailey Fritch is going to join us. High air. From Melbourne, but 50 goals for the season. He is a star and a huge prelim coming up for him. As I say hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim, and I just want to let the people out there know about September Brownless and Bins Brownless because Jim, this happened 30 years ago today.
Gary Hocking, it sits, goes for goal. Brownless, he'll take it. Kick seven, Brownless.
Seven. Coming up for goal number 8, Billy Brownless.
This to put the Cats 13 points in front. He's done it.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wowie. 1991, Jim. 8th of September. Cats go through to the finals. Oh, well, that was a elimination.
That wasn't. That actually was a final.
Plugger
yeah.
kicked 9 and Brownless.
Yeah, he did.
How good?
He did. Yeah. No, not really that good. I've heard that same audio as many times as I've heard the goal after the siren audio.
Probably not. But anyway, yeah. And g'day to you, Raps.
I love how everyone refers to Bill as Bins. Everyone, the whole way down. Bins.
Oh, you actually put mine in Bins out too.
Did you?
I think I was late.
Were you? So they didn't get picked up?
No, so I tipped it into the next one.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's old Bins. Hey, now, Jimmy boy, a couple of things before we go to the footy and whatever else is on. Good day today over here for the regional Victoria.
Oh, my God.
Except for Shepparton, who hasn't been open, but regional Victoria's open. But guess what? You can have 10 people indoors and 20 outdoors.
So what does that mean for the old creamy?
Well, you probably open a pub if you've got a small pub. But if you've got a big pub, it's not worth opening, I would have thought.
Not worth opening?
I would have thought, Jimmy boy. What else have I got here for you? Oh, Brian.
Well, just a message to Dan, by the way. 98% of his constituents live in metropolitan Melbourne. So what about fixing that bit?
Yes. Well,
we're not unhappy for our great regional friends, Bill, but this was meant to be a snap lockdown that's now gone for 4.5 years.
Yeah, it's not a snap.
No, things are about to snap.
What about
so
Brian?
Fix it up, Dan.
Big Brian walking around in his undies out there on the phone.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, no, he's on the phone a lot, Brian. He's doing some deals. I think. I don't know what he's doing. He's got the one of those phones with a little wallet attached to it.
Yes.
So he's got it permanently attached to his ear, and he's just wandering around the browser.
Yes.
Not sure what he's up to.
And also had a bit of feedback with Will Powell. Of course, what a great player, number 27 for the Suns. And he was runner-up in the Suns' best and fairest, Jim.
He was.
Yeah,
yes.
good boy.
You didn't know who he was.
Well, I just forgot for a second, Jim. But
no,
I'm okay now. I know who he is.
Who he was. Hey, speaking of that exact thing, I'm watching The Couch, very good show on Fox, and Gary Lyon pointed out that Ben King did not feature in the top 10, even though he kicked just less than 50 goals for the season,
in
a team that finished as low down as they did. Didn't finish in the top 10.
Wow.
So, well picked up by him in that show. But, Bill, if you want to retain Ben King, if you want him to stay up there, I'd find a way to get him into the top 10 because, as you know better than anyone, nothing annoys footballers more than finishing low down in their BNF.
That's right.
When they look at the list and go, I've got 4 of them covered, 5 of them, 6 of them covered.
7, 8.
So don't worry about the fact that if you want to retain this bloke, find a way to look after him a bit because that his manager would have looked at that, Fat, and gone, nah, I ain't happy with that.
Spot on. You're absolutely right because, just find a way for him to get in there. He's happy. Mm. You keep him. You sign him up again.
Well, that's it. Because, Bill, it shows how you rate him.
Yes.
Within your club. And if you can't even squeeze him into your top 10, then the manager's going, mate, how do we get him out of here? I mean, it's night follows day.
Yeah. Spot on. No, good point. Also, the Melbourne Footy Club.
Well, it was Gary's point. No, I stole it. But anyway, keep going.
Melbourne, of course, take on the Cats Friday night. Joel Smith apparently done his hamstring at training. We'll ask old Hare Fritches later on. Yep. But so who comes in, do you reckon? Is it...
it's got to be. It's got to be.
Yeah, the piggy, but well,
no, he'll get his snout in there, Bill. This is his time of year, the pig. You set him a task. Who will it be? Who will it? It might be.
Close.
Gary Rowan's got too many wheels.
It might be close.
Who else would be
close.
Forward there Brad that he close. Can just say, right? I'm looking after you for the day,
Brad Close,
and you get nowhere near it, or I'll club you.
It might be Brad Close, yeah. Well, Jaden Hunt might be the other one comes in, but we'll see what happens there.
Also, no, well, he'll come in as well.
The Western Bulldogs, Jimmy Boy. What about that? That old champion Bob Murphy is going over there to Fremantle.
Yes, saw that.
He's going to do a Nick Maxwell sort of job there at Collingwood, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, like a leadership sort of mentoring
type
thing.
Yeah, all
thing.
That, yeah.
Okay.
While we're over there, West Coast have delisted Mark Hutchins, who's been a pretty good tagger over the years.
Yep, yes.
And Brendan Archie.
Yes.
You're going to say Brendan. Suck in, it's Brendan Archie. And Nathan Vardy has retired, so he'll come back to Geelong because that's where his girlfriend is. The grand final is locked in at 5:15 Perth time, 7:15 Melbourne time. Happy with that, Jim?
Yes, happy with that. Of course, gets the news away and then you can get all the ceremony done.
Right, a couple of other things. Basketball. The Brisbane Bullets have signed a player from China, Jim. His name is Choosing Lou, or Big Lou as they call him. He's 226 centimetres.
No.
The tallest player in the world.
He's going to be a bullet.
226 centimetres.
That's a big man, Bill.
That's a big, big, big boy, Jim. And the Melbourne Storm, Cam Munster will come back this week and they'll bring back the Bromwich brothers.
Rugby league.
Yeah, so they've got some good players to come in because that's a big game against Manly, who were very good last weekend.
For sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And, of course, if the Storm win that, they go straight through to a prelim, Jimmy boy.
Yes, please.
And Luke Parker has signed on at the Bloods. He'll be a Blood for life, signs on a 4-year deal.
Which I think was always happening.
Yeah,
wasn't
true.
I don't think anyone who knew was worried that he was going anywhere. Just get the deal right.
4 years, a long time, Jim.
Yeah, because what age is he?
28.
28. Oh, I think you look after your champions.
Yeah,
and he has been a champion.
He's
so.
Banged, didn't he? He's banged around. He's done a lot of banging.
I like Bill.
Well, he has, Jimmy.
I don't think what he does away from football is any of our business. But
I'm trying to be mature.
Oh, are you? Yes. Is that what you're trying to be?
Well, he's banged up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he has, hasn't he? He's a hard nut. So good luck to him. Well done to him. And they're under some pressure, the Swans, with their salary cap.
Are they?
They're going to have to let go a couple of players, Jim. Stand by.
All right. Did you see where Chris Scott, the coach of Geelong...
Yeah, what happened there?
...has given Doc Peter Larkins, our man, or our old man...
Old man,
both barrels.
Why?
He said that Peter Larkins was delusional. He said Geelong was delusional in its assessment of Tom Stewart's rehab.
Oh.
And you know as well as anyone, footy clubs hate anyone questioning their medical practices. So I think Scotty's just pinned his ears back and said, righto, Doc, have some of this.
Well, don't poke Chris or Brad
Scott. No.
Don't poke the bear, Jim.
No. We're confident that we have the very best people in Australia, but maybe even the world, said Chris Scott, who are across this.
Oh.
They've got a very good medical team down there at Geelong.
No, they have, but it is interesting to see if Tom Stewart will come back. They've got to win this Friday night.
Do you want me to continue?
Oh, he's still going.
Oh, he says, well, this is Chris, not me.
I was going to wind you up. Yeah,
Someone in the medical profession who hasn't had the opportunity to look at the situation in detail. That's someone
Scotty.
Who, yeah, I know, I've got to leave that on. That's Chris Scott.
Oh, he's got to leave that.
And throws haymakers from the cheap seats. Oh. Is highly unprofessional, he says. Geez, he's had a go.
Fair dinkum.
Yes. He has had a go.
Yeah, he has had a crack, old Scotty. Good on you. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. Friday night, everyone's getting a bit toey.
Yes, please. Get the game started.
And then we've got the footy, of course, so good luck.
Oh, my God. I was trying to be professional. Have a listen
to quiz, Jim, up next.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
on the Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Binns Brownless.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, because I'm in the studio. Jim can't cut in on me. And it's all about me, Billy's Hump Day Quiz. Great to have you involved. Hello, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I thought we might get our, well, firstly, prizes mentioned, given Rosie had to look after you and we were asking people to ring. Rabbits, what are we giving away, please, this magnificent quiz?
Yes, the Samba Footy Finals Barbecue Pack.
Oh, how good.
We are the first radio sponsorship for Samba, by the way, so
now,
they've jumped on.
How good is that pack, by
Go
the way?
Go through the pack, yep. Because you get first of all, a match day TW Sharon.
Yes, you also get gas lighters, charcoal, fire lighters, grilling planks, barbecue gloves, wood and smoking chips and more. It is literally the best barbecue pack you can find. We've also got a Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack, which includes a cap, golf towel, golf balls, drink bottle, notebook, and wireless phone charger just 20 minutes from where Jim is.
Don't worry about the fact you can't get in there in person. mbberwick.com.au. Six of the last 7 years, the best Mercedes dealership in Victoria. They are superb. Buy a new car, get it serviced, get online and check them out. All right, Bill, who we got playing?
Righto, Jim, you just umpire, thank you. And
yes, please.
Here we go. We got Xavier from Pakenham. G'day, Zavvy.
G'day, Bill.
How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You up and about today. Beautiful day, Dave.
Yeah, just knocked off. I'm going to open up a beer in a minute.
Oh, good. What type of beer are you going to open up? Well, it is 6 o'clock.
I got some homebrew, so...
Homebrew.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck, Zav. And we got Roger from Winchelsea. G'day, Rog.
G'day, Billy. How are you?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Darcy Parish is from Winchelsea. That's a good little spot down there, isn't it?
It is. A very underrated, mate.
What pub do you go to? The one, the Larry Donahue's old pub or the one on the bridge?
Nah, the one on the bridge sometimes have a meal and a drink there.
Ken Hinckley's sister owns that. How good's that? Larry Donahue used to own the other one. Righto, Roger that.
Oh, no.
Rog?
That's bad, isn't it?
Roger that. Jesus.
Righto, boys. 5 questions. First one to get 3 probably wins it. There's a couple of audio questions. Jim's the umpire. You ready to go? You go, Roger that.
Yes, mate. Yes, Bill.
No, you got to say Roger that.
Roger that, Bill.
Right, and yes. Xavier, you go Xavier.
Xavier.
Here we go. Number one, in what Australian city would you find the suburb of Fishwick?
Roger.
More Rog.
Sydney.
No, Roger.
No.
Come on, Roger. That.
Come on, X. What do you got, X?
Canberra.
Yes.
Yes. Fishwick. All right. One on the board for X.
Did you tell him that this is general knowledge?
It's general knowledge, by the way, boys. guess what you buy in Fishwick? Fireworks. And
thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Porn.
Right. Well, not anymore, Bill.
Well, you used to, Jim. I used to get in the load the car up.
Did you? Yeah,
with
of course
a lot
you did.
Of fireworks.
Yeah.
Or there used to be fireworks when I got home. Now,
edit that out.
Here's an audio question, boys. Here we go. Who is this band?
Davey.
Oh, X.
Davey.
Def Leppard.
Yes, my favourite, Jim. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? All right, you got that one.
All right, there we go.
What about, who is this band?
Davey.
Rog.
Roger.
Rog.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are.
Def Leppard. You know, there's two different bands.
So, Fat.
Def Leppard.
She's already got a ring-a-ding-ding about it. All right, so 2-1.
Zeppelin,
yes.
So there's two different ones. Yes,
yeah.
Haven't you heard Def Leppard? Righto, boys, this is a very hard-hitting question. I've never heard this in a quiz before. What dairy product do you generally say when having your photo taken?
Xavi.
Roger.
Yes, Rog.
Cheese.
Yes!
Yes!
Too long, Jim!
Ring-a-ding-ding! Ring-a-ding-ding!
Oh, we've gone down to the fifth question. It's good how it always happens like this.
Every time it happens.
It does. Righto, Roger that. And Zevi, here we go. Spell Coburn.
Roger.
Oh, Roger.
Is that X?
Coburn.
Yep.
What the?
C-O-B-U-R-N.
Oh, no.
No.
So, Rog.
Rog. Coburn.
C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
Yes! And what does it sound like, Rog?
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
That's cock to me. No. How would you say it? How would you say it, Roger?
Coburn.
Coburn, Bill.
You sure?
I'm on the radio, Bill. I say Coburn.
Coburn.
Mate, Roger, from Winchelsea.
And X, we took a couple from you,
yeah.
But then we gave you that last one and you stuffed it up.
I've never heard of Coburn. Where is it?
It's in Perth. And it's actually Cockburn.
It isn't Cockburn. Okay. It's Coburn. Better.
Hey, righto, Roger, you won a good quiz. Gee, they're getting better every week with this general knowledge. Now, you can have the magnificent Samba Footy Finals Barbecue Pack or the Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack.
Oh, that's a choice. You know what? The barbecue pack sounds sensational.
Well, that's yours, Roger.
It is sensational. Enjoy that.
Get a TW Sharon. And X lives out that way, Jim.
Packing them, so exactly. Get into Mercedes-Benz Berwick whenever you need, but also enjoy that on the golf course, X.
All right, thanks for that.
Good on you. Oh, well done,
Jim. Beautiful.
Good.
Nice. Amazing how every time it's tight.
It just gets close, doesn't it?
It does every time the quiz is beautiful.
Oh, you're in charge of that, by the way.
Oh, no.
Well done. Good on you, Jim. Right. What's next?
Who's coming? Bailey Fritsch.
Bailey Fritsch.
Oh, hair.
Yes.
The man with the hair. The
Melbourne Flyer is going to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The colours, Jim.
Right.
The magenta, the rose, talkies. And teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The D's have a massive game against Bill's Cats this weekend. We're joined by the man with the hair, Bailey Fritsch.
On Friday night, Melbourne hopes to make its first grand final since the year 2000.
The Demon Dream is alive. Melbourne are through to the prelim.
And they've got a key forward who's in terrific form.
Big pack of take the mark there, Fritsch, in the middle of two defenders, plucked it out of the air.
Please welcome Bailey Fritsch.
Oh, how good a form's he in, by the way. 51 goals this season for a young man. He's played 83 games and did just a magnificent contribution to what is a fantastic season for the Demons. And he joins us from Joondalup in Perth. Welcome to you, Fritchy.
G'day, boys. How you going?
We're good, Fritchie, and all the best Friday night, of course. Now, let's just go off the top here because we're hearing something might have happened at training. Joel Smith hurt his hammy. And who comes in, Fritches?
I'm not too sure. Joel, yeah, obviously went down yesterday at training. I think he might have a scan today or tomorrow, so I guess the club will probably update on that. But if he's not good to go, I'm not too sure. I guess Hibbo's probably next in line.
I'm hearing the pig. I'm hearing he is cleaning his snout out as we speak, the pig, to get it right into some prelim final trough. And look, no one likes anyone going out, but he's a bloody good in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Obviously, all Australian caliber player. So, obviously, we'd love Joel to be in, but if he goes down, pig will be a great replacement.
How is it over there in Perth, mate? Beautiful day, as it is in Melbourne today too, by the way. How's it all going and all the boys enjoying themselves?
Yeah, no, it's going well. We're up at Joondalup Resort. It's a great day here today, 23, sunny blue skies. So we've got a day off today, so we're just enjoying a little bit of sun, not too much. Berger is pretty cruel on not letting us out in the sun for too much. But we'll enjoy a little bit of it and just enjoy each other's company.
Sometimes, Bill, for whatever godforsaken reason in sport, you can be superstitious about the fact that you're going too well. And Melbourne, at the moment, are absolutely flying. Yep. They've hardly, with Smith coming out, being about the only player they can't pick off their list. Beautiful win in the first round of the finals. Got the week off. Cherry ripe, I think it must be said. How, Bailey, is the whole group going with the expectation?
Yeah, no, we're embracing it. We think expectations are really healthy. We embrace it, and we're really looking forward to Friday night. Obviously, we've had a week off. We had a pretty full-on training session last Friday, and I think that's prepped us really well. We'll have a bit of a captain's run tomorrow, and yeah, we'll be raring to go Friday night.
You are a footy head, aren't you? You love footy. You love watching footy and watching. Do you watch the old days?
Yeah, I like watching footy. I'll probably watch most, as much games as I can. So, yeah, how old are we talking?
Oh, back in the 80s or 90s when that used to happen.
No, he doesn't waste his time with that crap.
No, I haven't watched many of the 80s, maybe a little bit of the 90s, but where are we going with this?
No, I just wonder if you watch me, that's all. But also, I've got some stuff here on Bailey, Jimmy boy.
Oh, come on.
Now, yes or no, thanks, Fritchie. Do you breed dogs with your girlfriend?
No, but I do have four dogs at home, so four? That's where you've got that from.
What?
What kind of dogs?
Well, when I met her, I had two border collies, and she actually had three dogs at the time. So we've had to give one to her mum and dad, and we've got four. But if you were a fly on the wall at home, they're pretty well behaved, so you wouldn't know that there's four dogs hanging around. But yeah, there's definitely four there.
Four? That's like Peter Siddle. Got as many bloody dogs as his joint.
Yeah, he's got four or five. I follow him on Instagram. He doesn't mind the dog either.
You rate yourself as a golfer. Interesting where you are right now. You rate yourself as a golfer, plays off 13. Jim, he turned up to Royal Melbourne.
Oh, don't tell me.
For the first time. Now, we know how exclusive Royal Melbourne is.
Yes.
Guess what, Fritches? He's got no belt,
no.
Nike running shoes, and black socks. Is that right?
Bailey, that couldn't have happened.
I haven't had the privilege to play on some nice courses like that. Gussie Brayshaw, your nephew, invites me down to Royal Melbourne and doesn't give me any heads up. I'm a member out at Gardiner's Run, which is a nice course out in the country.
Oh, Gardiner's
Run. Lucky Gus had a bit of spare gear there for me, and we got
Bailey,
the job done.
You turned up to the 5th-ranked golf course in the world with black socks and runners.
Yeah, I think the dog got me golf shoes, so
a bit on order. And he's a member at Gardens Run, which...
Oh, come on.
What, that's out Coldstream way, is it?
Yeah, out in Chernside Park. Great course if you get the chance to get out there.
Yeah, it'd be great. And also, no, you think you're the best golfer there now that Oscar McDonald's gone, but I think Jaden Hunt is off too, isn't he?
Yeah, Hunty'd be the pick of the golfers. We've got about three or four in single figures, so... I probably wouldn't even be in the top 10, to be honest. I'm no good.
Table tennis you're good at.
Yeah, I rate myself in table tennis. I play a lot of table tennis. Me and Shannon Burns.
Shagger.
Shagger is probably the number one rank. So he's my competitor for the majority of the week, throughout the week, when we're in Melbourne and up here in Perth.
So it's my mail that you've built a ranking system that has you on the top.
From a player's point of view, I've got it, but I'm not. I've gave number one to Shagger. From a club point of view, I'm building my way up though.
Oh, good. And now the hair. I know we have a bit of fun with it, and I think you do too. Has it got its own website?
I think that there's a Twitter page. I don't know. Someone's had a bit of fun with it. It actually gets a bit annoying because every time he posts, I get tagged in it. So I have to turn the notifications off for Twitter, but it's a bit of fun, I suppose.
What is it? How would you explain it? Are you just letting it go like that, or do you actually like it?
It's actually funny. Christian Salem is a big soccer fan, and there's a guy called Jack Grealish that's got this haircut, and Salo come up to me and said, I reckon you should run this. So I went to his barber in Elwood and literally sat in the chair and he'd already organised my cut. So and then I've just ran with it since then.
Oh, there you go, Jim.
Jeez, it's a high top, Bales. Like there's about 4 inches of hair on top of your forehead.
Gives me a few centimetres on game day, so it's not bad.
It actually must do. Hey, as you know, you got Luke Jackson and Trent Rivers live with my brother and sister-in-law. And Clary Oliver used to live with my brother and sister-in-law, as did little Cozzy Pickett. And so I've had a bit to do with all of them. Which is the conversationalist among those four?
Dogger Jackson. He is a rare unit, but he is unbelievable. I get along really well with Dogger, and obviously he's played a fair bit of forward, so we've spent a lot of time together, and he's going to be a serious player if he isn't already.
Oh, yeah. How's his teeth? Oh, Jacko's.
Yeah, I think he gets his new teeth today, so he'll have them for Friday night.
Oh, good. Because he looked terrible, didn't he, with the no chompers? Because who was the cook over there, Jim, that had the mince and the tomato? And we had Luke Jackson on. Actually, the mince wasn't even cooked. It was red. No. Red raw.
Red mince and tomatoes. Yeah, well, that's because Deb left.
Yeah,
she's right. Over
that's
here right. Looking after her family. So Mark was at home looking after the boys. You've got the number three pick, the rising star, one of the most prized, Bailey, young talents in football, and my idiot brother's giving him raw mince.
Yeah, that doesn't go down too well.
Hey, mate, be a good game Friday night, no doubt about that. The Cats, obviously going okay, not in top gear yet. What? Any concerns there?
No, obviously we're going to have to be at our best. The Cats have had a lot of experience in their team, but obviously a lot of finals experience. So they're going to be raring to go, as are we. Yeah. So I think whoever's at their best on the night will get the job done, but we're really looking forward to the challenge.
And tickets sold out, Fat, inside 4 hours. How good. The whole joint sold.
How many people's that, Jim?
60,000.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Oh, Fritchie, hopefully you kick a couple of points.
No, hopefully a few snags go through. That'll be good.
Oh, I love it, mate. Well done on your season, by the way. You've been a bloody star. Not an easy role to play, Bill, that medium-sized marking forward. You had all sorts of trouble with it. But Bailey has done magnificently, and you got yourself into a prelim, mate. Good luck.
So easy. Thanks, guys.
On your Fritchie.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill and Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Binns Brownless. On tomorrow's show, one of our favourites from the Melbourne Storm, Dale Finucane's going to join us before he pisses off to another team.
He does. He's the captain, of course.
Yes.
Captain of Storm.
And an idiot song.
Oh, no. I really get disappointed when I see that on the running sheet. I really, really do. Anything to leave us with over there in Perth, Jimmy boy? What's Brian doing?
Geez, I haven't seen Brian. I think he's hibernating. The old grizzly. He just wanders around like a caged bear, and then suddenly he just takes off. So I don't know what he's doing. She's a beautiful day over here.
Oh, it's beautiful here. Who's got the big bedroom? Who got the main bedroom?
Well, I got the bedroom upstairs because I don't think Brian wants to walk up any stairs. So I said to Bristol, I said, you take whatever you want and I'll have the other one. So that's what's going on here. Yep. Now, Fat, there's something humorous.
Yes, please. Come on, Fat.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Here we go, Jim.
Come on.
You know, I once dated a girl with a lazy eye, Jim.
Yes.
It turns out she was seeing someone else on the side.
Oh, no. Come on.
Rabsy loves it, Jim.
Look at rabbits. Have a look at Bartholomew.
She'll seen someone on the side.
I know, Bill. I understand the joke. I understand. It's a little, it's a touch inappropriate.
I got another one.
No, I wouldn't know. No more.
We'll tell that one tomorrow, Jim.
Okay. Friday.
Hey, well done. Have fun tonight.
It's going to be good.
What do you do?
What do you reckon I do? Stuck in a house.
You and Brian sit around nude?
No.
Playing Scrabble?
Most definitely not.
Well done, Anthony William.
Beautiful.
Tell you what, I'm a lot better without Jim Arnold. Very good.
No.
Oh, you're still there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.